Martino Lawless now gaping over the halfway line, trying to get an attack going. But Paul O'Brien again pumps the ball once more back into Dundalk. Oh, and there's danger here because Sean Murphy's through, and there's a shot, and it's a goal, and Sean Villa have scored. And this is a disaster for Dundalk with 2.5 minutes to go. It's Sean Murphy has got the ball, and he has blasted the ball to the net. And Aston Villa have scored, and that could well be Dundalk's death knell now. With just 2 minutes to go in this game, Aston Villa have taken the lead, and certainly the shock of the round looks on now, because it looks as if little Aston Villa have knocked Dundalk out of the FAI Cup.
Dundalk out of the Cup indeed. What can one say? Well, our reporter Jerry Malone has this to say.
Mighty Dundalk were sent crashing out of the FAI Cup at Oriel Park this afternoon when a goal by Sean Murphy a minute from time hammered a stake into the heart of Dundalk's Cup aspirations. Villa came to Oriel with the best record of the non-league sides left in the Cup. They had an unbeaten 24-stretch run. This evening it's now 25. But few would have thought that it was to be Dundalk who would face the big KO by 5:10 this evening. Dundalk never really got going today against the Nashtown side that came to play football from the beginning. Villa had heroes to a man, with perhaps centre-half Paul O'Brien their main stalwart. He never allowed anything through and thwarted anything Dundalk could throw at them. Make no mistake, Dundalk did have chance after chance, but failed to capitalise with a miserable performance. In the first half, Peter Hanrahan, Tom McNulty and James Call were all culpable with missed chances, while big Jamesy Call again also saw a header come back off the upright on 23 minutes. 3 minutes earlier, Villa nearly took the lead when Martin Lawler made a dreadful back pass. Stephen Carney got in the clear, and with the Dundalk keeper Alan O'Neill in no man's land, Carney amazingly blasted wide. But the evidence was there once more of things to come 3 minutes from half-time when the eventual match winner, Sean Murphy, got in a great cross on the right. It was met first time by Frank O'Connell and brought out a marvellous save from Alan O'Neill. In the second half, Dundalk continued to control things, but still served up a truly dreadful display. McCavanagh had a great chance on 52 minutes, but shot wide in front of goal. 10 minutes later, a McCavanagh corner was headed on by James Call to Peter Hanrahan, who, with an empty goal in front of him, again amazingly headed over. The game looked to be heading for extra time, but yet took another amazing twist. A great goal clearance from the Villa keeper, Gary Kelly, caught everyone in the Dundalk defence on the hop. A mix-up ensued with James Call in the box, and this let little Sean Murphy in to blast home and send Dundalk crashing out of the cup. Make no mistake, Ashtown Villa deserve their win today. For Dundalk, it's a night of agony, reflection and despair from which they must quickly recover. The final score in this FAI Cup first round match played at Oriel Park this afternoon was Dundalk 0, Ashtown Villa 1.
And was Tony O'Connell, the Ashtown Villa manager, happy afterwards? You better believe it.
We gave 100% and we got the goal at a time that they weren't able to come back.
That was very neatly planned, wasn't it, Tony?
Well, it wasn't planned, but I can assure you, you know, when you get a goal with a minute to go, you say, well, look, it's unlikely the other side's going to come back.
Yeah, when did you begin to think today that you could take Dundalk or at least run them close?
Well, I felt that their midfield, two of their players had plenty of pace and two were a bit one-paced. And we put our players with a bit of pace on their players. So, in other words, we had two players that had a bit of pace on their two midfielders that had a bit of pace. And we played two wingers and a centre-forward to stop their full-backs coming.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, we'd only play two up, but today we felt that if you let the full-backs come at us, that we could get swamped.
Was it a matter of you outthinking Turley O'Connor today?
It's not a question of me outthinking Turley. I've only seen Dundalk once, but in that game, I felt the lack of pace getting in around the full-backs was a problem. And it was that way today.
You've had your glory on the pitch and on the international front as well, Tony, but this must rank high with anything you've achieved.
Yes, well, I mean, I've enjoyed my football. I've had three happy years at Dundalk, and to come up here and beat Dundalk is something I hadn't even dreamed about.
You're a bit hoarse, are you, Tony?
A bit hoarse? Yeah, well, if you want to see the rest of the fellas in the box, if I'm a bit hoarse, maybe I'm hoarse trying to keep them from shouting.
Right, are you going to do a St. Francis then?
Pardon?
Are you going to do a St. Francis?
We're going to go into the next game. If we've beaten the top side in the League of Ireland. We're afraid of nobody now. And the attitude was excellent. And we're going to enjoy tonight. And we have put football on the map on the Navan Road.
They certainly have.